This is Sonia.
Hey, Sonia. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. So what did you find out?
Well, that I need to get clarity on the services that you're providing because we are already paying somebody to do SEO, so I don't, we just need to know what it is. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, then we don't want to stumble up over what somebody else is already working on. I mean, unless Steve is wanting to switch over, that'd be the only way we would take you on because we'd get in one another's way. It wouldn't do you any good. It'd just be a waste of your money.
I think he's open to it. He just, I don't understand the charges altogether. Like, you know, I know we talked about the $298 charge that has to be taken care of today, but I don't know what that covers. And then we talked about the website, so I'm still not sure your work.
Oh gosh, you poor thing. Okay, so the $298 is $199 for your first month, and then it's a one-time or what did I just say? $199 for your first month, and then a one-time $99 setup fee. So that's what that is. Now website, yes, we can build a website for you, rebuild whichever you need, and that's included. There's no charge for that actually.
Okay.
And then what we'll be doing is putting you on the first page of Google for your categories. So for all of the services that you offer.
Okay, sounds good. So, and then is that a monthly charge or is it the
week? It is. Yep, the $199 is a monthly, so we don't charge by the click or the call or the lead. Clicks, calls, leads are all unlimited, so it is just that flat monthly rate and never anything more. We don't even add taxes onto that, so it is a straight $199.
Okay. And then, okay. Now let me, I just need to look, can you give me one more day, Gail? Can I call you tomorrow morning? I'll carve out some time, but I need to look at what we're paying for now.
Sure. Well, and I was going to ask you that too. Do you know the company? Because that might help clue me in too on what they might be doing or what they should have done if you've been working with them for a while.
Yeah, I've been working for them for a bit. And it's not that they've done a terrible job, but it's not like they've done a great job. I get more calls for wrong numbers than I do for our number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the name of the company is The Websmith.
The Websmith. Wow, that sounds like somebody that just does websites, but hold on just a minute. Let me look them up once. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to skin this cat another direction. Oh, come here. Go where I want you to. Do you know where they're located by any chance?
Zero clue. That's why I need to look. Like I said, it's like day two, day three for me.
Yikes.
So, I mean, this is all good exercises for me to do, but I just need, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I'm just going to tell you, they're not, if you're paying them for SEO, they're not doing a thing. One, they don't even have you out on the directories. Two, you're not coming up anywhere near first page, even for heating and cooling, and you should be by now. Let's see. I'm doing a little sleuthing on you guys here a little bit, just like it gives me a good read on what's been done and what hasn't been done. Usually within no more than the first month, and I mean no more, we usually get them done within the first 2 weeks, but directory submissions should all be done by then. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different directories is what we submit to. But look one more place here.
What are directory? Like, who hosts those directories?
So Yelp hosts its own directory. It's Yelp.com. So it's what used to be the old Yellow Pages. And then there is an actual YellowPages.com. So they're, we call them directories. They're static sites. So you can go to that site and search for heating and cooling. But it's not like a, they're not a search engine like Google that searches the entire internet. You, my apologies for my dog. You can't tell I work remotely from home, right? So they're static sites. They're basically non-changing. And so what we do is we run through and submit your website and your company information to all of those directories. And I see you on Yelp. That's a pretty fundamental one. Everybody gets Yelp. Everybody gets MapQuest. But that's,
yeah, we get a lot from Yelp.
And that's about all I'm seeing is Yelp and MapQuest. So it doesn't look like they've gotten you out to the directories. And if they're doing much, if anything, with your website, they're doing you an injustice because I know you guys have got more than two clients in the past, and there's only two Google reviews up here. Google reviews are one of those things that when you do a search for a business, most people anymore don't scroll past the map. So they find whomever's in the map that looks good. They look at, well, they assume they're good, they're in the map. And then they look how many Google reviews do they have, how many stars do they have. And you guys are 5-star rated, but you've only got two Google reviews. And there should be a tool on your website to help gather those Google reviews. Need to look up, you said the WebSniff. The WebSniff group, would they be out of Nevada?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like I said, I have to look. That's, I know that we're getting charged.
How much are they charging?
I don't know that either off the top of my head, but I think more than what you're offering, right? So we don't mind changing.
Yeah.
I need to do a little more due diligence on our end before I wait, you know,
gotcha.
I don't want, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. And absolutely. I mean, you're right. In fact, the moment we hear that someone else is using another SEO company, we jump off. I mean, it's like, nope, thanks, don't want to go there. It would be a complete waste of money for you. We'd be stepping on each other's toes and everybody would just be frustrated and money down the drain. So yeah, we don't want that either. But yeah, definitely if you can get more information to, if you have questions, I'll give you the honest answer. I can look and see what I can find out. What I do for a living is looking to see what kind of web coverage people have, if they might be working with an SEO company based on what I see online. Based on what I see online about you guys, it looks like you don't have anybody. It looks like you're all on your own. Based on I'll just call it the forensics. The forensics that I'm seeing online looks like nothing's been done. So if you are paying them for SEO, I would stop paying them for SEO because they're not doing it.
Okay.
I had that happen to my company too a few years ago. Well, a couple of years ago, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, like I explained earlier, in a rock and a hard place. I'm on day three. The normal office person's out in surgery. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing the best, making the best decisions in order for me to get comfortable with that. I need to connect with the WebSmith, get the total gist on what he says he's, what services he says he is and what ones I think he is.
Okay. You bet. No, I agree. Definitely. That's a good way to go.
Awesome.
And I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here. So if you have questions, I'll probably pull up tomorrow just to see how things are going for you and see if you have any new information. But yeah, if you get a hold of anything sooner, let me know. And if you have questions, I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Okay, wonderful, Gail. If you don't hear from me today, I'll call you tomorrow.
That sounds good, Sonia. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.